Hello, I'm Robert Pallas, and you're listening to Cut Talks, double G, U, double T.
I've just been taking some notes because you've been saying lots of things here. Going back to the virtual assistant chatbot that's being built in public, the question is, you said it's open source and any private company can just take the code and use it. Any, maybe government could do that, but they have lots of work, back-end work to do if, you know, their systems are not integrated. Let's put it that way. I know it was not your choice personally, right? Because you, as a company, you'd rather go and build this for different companies, private companies, right? And now you know that they can just copy it. So let's assume they're going to go and copy it. Where do they start? How do they pull in their data and just, use your code?
The code is not ours. So the code is like, it is open source. So yes. It's in public domain.
Yeah.
And we are just one of the partners who are building it for the Estonian government, who is picking up the bill. So yeah. I would be happy to see a lot of companies building directly on the top of the stack. And that way they would contribute back to Estonia and back to the code that we have built as well. I mean, they would want to keep at least partially to be backwards compatible, which means that they would not make any changes, and then they wouldn't start working from a version that is up today and then completely be completely oblivious what is happening in the main branch, because main branch is supported by the government, which for them is free updates if they keep developing close to the stack. Easiest way for anybody to really take a hold of the stack is to take a partner that has been working with the stack. So that's where I come in for some of those companies, that just one thing is keeping the sync between the private sector and the public sector developments.
Okay, so it's designed for scale, basically. That's the approach that's been taken. And it's a smart approach, I guess, by the government, because they're going to pull in even more information that will be spread out again in the way citizens will need it, right?
Yes, hopefully that will be the case sooner rather than later.
I have a question here. Let's go back a bit and then we get back to the technical side of things somehow. You started coding out of interest, right? You started the free diving because of interest. You got involved into blockchain because of interest. You got into AI because you were interested. For those who are, I will say technical because you can relate to them more, someone's just curious and interested, how can they get started in not just in coding, but let's go for AI or blockchain, which is about a bit fancier right now, put it that way.
Yeah, sure. Right now, I'm teaching a course called Cryptoverse and Beyond, where it's a cohort-based course, which gives people peers to learn with and communicate with industry experts, learn from lectures, but also learn by doing, which is massively important. Mm-hmm. You can read a lot of books, watch a lot of YouTube videos, but you really memorize things and get real understanding if you play with the technology. It can be from the user point of view, like if you think about AI, like just using AI is a skill. You need to know how to communicate with it, like what kind of prompts you should ask, in what order to apply those prompts, and then what do you do with the results that come out. And same thing goes for coding, that if your direction is to write code, then just need to get your hands dirty, whatever means possible. But today, if someone is going to get started, it's great to have a mentor to really ask questions, and to do so every time you get stuck, because you might just Google something that is trivial for someone else who is a few years ahead of you in this journey. And having a builder's mentality, that's most important thing, I believe.
So where are you teaching this? Is it yourself?
No, I just I was invited to join a group of teachers.
Okay, I'll be putting the link after in the description, because you said it's a cohort base. Who is it for?
This is for everybody who wants to get involved in Web3. Mm-hmm. It's technical, but also non-technical. It's for people who are complete beginners, but it will have more advanced topics as well. For example, like development of smart contracts, that's included in the course. I believe everybody will find something that is suitable for their level.
Okay, so it's a cohort based with different people, you were saying. It starts with the gut. It ends with the gut. It's in your gut.
Gut Talks.
This is the end of this episode of this segment with Robert Pallas. Thanks for listening and watch out for the next one.